Knowledge and information are vital to any successful endeavor. To succeed as a real estate investor, you must not only know how to obtain information on properties and sellers quickly and efficiently, but how to evaluate the information you obtain as well. Before you go to the trouble of visiting a prospective property, you should always contact the seller by phone and gather information about the property, the financing, and the seller's own situation. If a broker or agent is involved, you should also find out as much as you can about the broker or agent and his or her willingness to participate in financing your purchase. If the broker or agent declines to participate by loaning his or her commission, don't be concerned. They may be willing to do this later to make the sale go through. In addition to asking questions over the telephone, you must also learn how to record and organize the information you receive. I mean, if you don't have a photographic memory, the information you gather over the telephone will be useless to you unless you record it in some kind of an organized fashion. To help you keep track of the information you gather, my real estate forms portfolio includes a seller information form where you can write down the seller's answers to the questions you ask. The seller information form also serves as a roadmap to guide you through the conversation and make sure you get all the information you need. I'll describe the seller information form later in this audio chapter. Unless you make only one telephone contact to a seller in your lifetime, you'll need a system of organizing the seller information forms after you fill them out. If you only have a few forms to organize, paper clips and sticky notes will do. But as your investment grows and the forms pile up, you should consider filing them in file folders. No matter how you store the forms, you should group them according to the seller classification, either good or flexible or inflexible or rejected. Let's look at these. Good forms identify sellers who are flexible on both price and financing and whose properties seem worth visiting based on the information you gather on the telephone. Flexible forms are those for which the seller is flexible, but the property might be of questionable value. Inflexible identifies situations where the property might be of interest, but the seller is inflexible at the moment. Now keep in mind that a seller who is currently inflexible might become flexible in the near future as his or her situation changes. Rejected forms identify sellers who are inflexible and whose properties are of questionable value. In short, sellers you don't want to contact again. Why even keep a record of this last group? Because the seller of the property might change the ad and you might not recognize it as being one you already contacted. The telephone number is probably the best clue in recognizing this as a property that you made calls about earlier.